And so it begins. The wounded warrior runs 800-kilometer relay run to Victoria, which raises awareness, funds for veterans and first responders experiencing injury and trauma, started bright and early in the district of Port Hardy on Sunday morning, February 23. The team received a check for $4,250 from the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 237 during a dinner on Saturday night, and then left Carrot Park at 7:30 a.m. the next morning, running down Highway 19 all the way to the town of Port McNeill, where they stopped at the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 281 for lunch while receiving a big check for $8,500, before taking off in the afternoon for the hamlet of Wass. After completing 107 kilometers during their first day, the team will stay overnight in Wass before getting up early in the morning again and tackling one of the toughest portions of the run, the 75 kilometers trek down island to the village of Sayward, before continuing on to the city of Campbell River the next day and beyond. This year's Vancouver Island team is led by Natalie Butler, who recently retired from the Canadian Armed Forces, Kevin Whiteside, a member of the Canadian Armed Forces for over 26 years, Jason Laidman, Victoria Police Deputy Chief, Dan Baden, co-founder of the WWRBC, Corporal Pat Bryant of Central Saanich Police Service, Paul Jones, RCMP Comox Valley's Bike Unit and Francesca Lott, former paramedic with BC Ambulance, and Matt Carlson, Projects Officer with CFB Esquimalt Base Public Affairs. To donate to the run and follow the team's progress online, go to https://woundedwarriorrunbc.ca/.